Hello, we're connected as ever. I don't understand what is most important to people. Hello?
Yeah.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied?
Well, how did you get Fairbanks' phone number? How did you get my number, man?
Our numbers are randomly generated by computer and not taken from the telephone book or list of any kind.
Oh, okay.
When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Can you repeat, please?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these are to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Voting rights.
I don't really care about that.
So a 0, ma'am?
I mean, maybe 5.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
For what?
Reproductive freedom?
I'm neutral. I don't even know what you said.
Reproductive freedom.
It's important.
How would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10?
Probably a 10.
Thank you. Healthcare?
10.
Immigration?
What did you say? Immunization.
Immigration.
What about immigration?
Would you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 on how important...
I mean, what am I rating?
Immigration. Yes, like, if it's important...
I mean, how important what about immigration?
It just says immigration, ma'am.
Well, I can't answer that question because I don't know what the dynamics of the question means, so I don't have an answer to that question.
Ma'am, can you please answer for the sake of the survey?
I don't know the question, so I can't give you an answer to a question that I don't understand. You said immigration. What about immigration? That's like an unfinished question.
How important is it to you?
I don't really care. It's not really important. It's not important to me.
Okay. Criminal justice reform?
I'd say 8.
Thank you. Jobs and wages?
10.
Democracy?
I'd say 9.
Abortion rights?
What about them? Do they matter to me? I'll say that's yes.
Racism and discrimination?
Okay.
Student loan debt?
I guess it's a game. People shouldn't have to pay for education.
K-12 education?
It's a scam.
Climate change?
I would say 7.
Crime and violence?
10.
And inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
I'm neutral. I would say 5 because I don't know. I don't know which way I'm leaning, so I'm not sure.
Thank you. What is your race?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I am registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
I choose not to disclose that information.
It's just for statistical purposes, so we can make sure that we're asking everyone.
The 80s. 1980.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
Sorry, can you repeat?
0.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to them? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power